Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Falco, Doug. Okay. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Just completed the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by MediCenter Pharmacy. 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Charlize Theron did an interview yesterday, and she talked about her feet.
Uh-oh.
Did she?
Plowhawk has that audio for
you.
Let's
see what that's all about.
I don't like dirty feet. I don't like dirty, dry feet. If you want to torture me, tie me in a chair and dirty up my feet and then touch them. There you go. Super weird.
Hot.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I will tell you from, one of my sources, as you know, is WikiFeet.
Mm-hmm.
And she has stellar feet.
Does she?
I do appreciate her wanting them to be clean and not dry.
I thought she said she wasn't happy with her feet because she was a ballerina all her life. I thought that was the case.
Really?
I don't know.
They look pretty good on the WikiFeet. Yeah.
Doug, are you on WikiFeet right now?
No, I'm not. Does anybody really like dirty feet? I mean, does that really make her that weird that she doesn't like her feet dirty?
No. I don't think so. Do you?
No. That seems reasonable to me.
Absolutely. And as the first gal the other night at Hot Shots Bridgeton, I was stunned by the just, let me get
toes?
The right word.
Yeah,
no.
We're going to have some fine feet next Thursday.
Yeah, this gal had... just the softest feet, like a baby's butt.
Wow.
Really?
It was really nice.
Very nice.
She probably didn't walk barefoot very often.
Not
I don't either.
Probably not while she's working at Hot Shots.
No.
Doug, Charlize also talked about her least favorite food. What do you think her least favorite food is?
Oh, spinach, maybe.
I eat and like to eat almost everything except fennel. I don't like fennel.
Fennel?
Like fennel seed. I like fresh fennel, but not fennel seed.
How often does that come up?
It's a spice.
Okay.
It's a garnish.
Garnish.
It's like saying I don't like parsley.
You don't?
It's not a food.
No, it isn't a food.
Fennel isn't food.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a spice.
All right.
So just don't put it on the food and you'll be fine. Boy, these Hollywood types. Boy, they are high maintenance.
She is a good looking broad, though.
What is she? She's probably like around 41, too, I guess.
Yeah,
right
she's
now.
Still good looking, though.
Well, yeah, I wasn't saying because she's 41 or 42. I'm just saying she's beautiful.
I'm just
curious. I hadn't thought about how old she is. Doug, what do you think?
Well, she has been around a while now. I might say more like 44.
What'd you say, Timmy?
41, 42.
41. Timmy's right.
Of course. Why would you think that? I think she won the Academy Award for Monster only because a good-looking broad got ugly.
Right.
And they think that's acting.
Oh, how brave that was of her.
Yes.
Nice, Doug.
She goes 5'10". I didn't realize that.
Tall drink of water.
Yeah. That's nice.
She got naked in that Ben Affleck movie. I forgot what it was.
Good Will Hunting.
No, it was... I think they kidnapped him to rob a bank and...
Argo!
She was naked in the pool with him.
Huh.
Small breast, but...
Okay.
Tim, was there any touchy-feely on the golf course yesterday? That's from Dr. Nomar Azplay. Iggy, I didn't see any... Did you see any?
No. Now, Ackerman and Raby were off in the woods quite a bit in the round.
Wow. What are you suggesting?
Wow.
What are you suggesting?
Wow. Well, they would get off in the woods, and Timmy and I would, Tim would be in the fairway, of course.
Right.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
But they would be off in the woods, and we didn't see their cart for a while, and they would emerge.
Happy?
A little while longer. A little longer, so.
It seems like you're suggesting something.
I don't know. I'm just saying it doesn't take that long to drop and hit a ball.
Yeah, I bet Ack wouldn't be the one to start it. It'd be Raby.
You blaming Raby?
Yeah.
I was so detached from the round, I don't know what everybody even wound up shooting. What'd you wind up shooting yesterday, you know?
I didn't ask. I was...
You didn't ask. Don't you keep your own score?
Who are you going to ask?
Our scorecard stopped at hole 10,
Faldo.
Keeping score. There was no marks on our scorecard after 10.
Because I'd been on the phone for the next six holes.
I know I was even.
Not fun.
God almighty.
I was
if
even
the people
seven,
only
eight,
knew.
Nine.
If the people only knew.
Yeah, I sat there firsthand. And, I was even 7, 8, 9 because I par birdie bogey. I played pretty well in the back, so I don't know. I've never won even.
You carried things on the back while Timmy was working.
Well, Timmy
carried.
Right.
He did.
Timmy
apparently
carried
so.
On the front. I don't think I won a hole for us on the front.
You birdied number 9, sir. He birdied. Nine's a.
That's a
not
good
easy,
hole.
Yeah, that's not an easy birdie.
That was fun. I love those two. I love all three of the guys I played with, so it was a fun day. Yeah. And we had somebody buy us drinks, too. So.
Who bought you drinks?
Mitch.
Mitch
Gumstein?
I forgot his name. He just showed up on three somehow.
Yeah.
Some guy showed up in the middle of the court.
This is actually... This is
becoming a trend.
This is true. You know, there was a single behind us, and we were playing a little slowly on number two, and I always try to keep pace of play going. So I said, go ahead, sir. Besides, I was on the phone anyway. And that was on two, so it lasted all 4 hours, really. But... So he plays through, and then we dick around on number two for a while and play three, no issues. And then we get to the tee box on four, and there was a gentleman standing there. And we're a single, but it wasn't the single we had let through.
Mm.
And very rarely, Jay, in the game, does a foursome, not necessarily firing on all cylinders either, by the way.
Catch a single.
And so Raby's looking at me like, what the hell is this? And the guy goes, Iggy, what's up?
And my obligatory, hey, buddy, because I had no idea.
And I go, I guess this is some guy from Hedonism who's in for the week, and he's just playing some of the best courses in the area, and he's at Ambryer. He happened to slow it down.
See his buddy Iggy.
And he goes, oh, is this Radio Wars? So I guess he recognized us. It wasn't an Iggy friend. Mm. You didn't know this guy.
I didn't know who he was.
And he and Iggy, I think I was back on the phone. But he and Iggy started talking a little bit, and he said his name was Mitch, right?
Mitch
or Max, I don't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Thanks for listening.
And you introduced, said, hey, Tim's here, and I was on the phone, and then there's Raby and Ackerman, and their station isn't as big as this one.
No,
so they,
no.
People
knew nothing about them.
People wouldn't know anything about them, especially Mitch. So then we go inside at the turn. Iggy's fresh off a birdie, and Doug, I'm going to get some libations.
Okay.
Water.
Probably need something.
Yeah, And the girls in the ristorante said,
your money's no good here, sir.
No. But how about this? Said, are you guys with, and they go, what was the name? And then we listed the names. I think I was on the phone, unfortunately, so I wasn't in the discussion.
No,
but,
and I said, Mitch, and no, that's not it. And then Raby said, McKernan? That's it. They want to buy drinks for McKernan.
Right.
For heaven's sake.
He said, did the guy have it on a yellow belt? Yeah, it's him. They wanted to buy you guys a drink. So.
Yeah, so Doug, at the turn, Mitch had bought a six of Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and the sponsor of all of our events when we're out and about, had bought a six for us when we came to the turn, knowing we would go in looking for some nectar.
How about
Mitch.
That?
Really?
Thank you, Mitch.
And then after that, he just walked back to his car and drove off.
Well, he had a leave behind, I think. Left his phone on the tee box at one point.
And Raby thought that was the classic leave behind so he could come back and talk to us.
Yeah, like the George Costanza leave the keys for day two.
Sure.
He was a nice guy, though. Thank you for the beers, and thank you for recognizing us.
Yeah. Or at least him.
He recognized
he you. Yeah.
He wasn't interested in me.
That's what gave you the Hedo play. Yeah.
That's what it was. Well, so I'm like, this is one of Iggy's buddies.
It's the flowing locks.
I still don't understand how he just popped up on number four.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no houses out there where you can just like come out of your backyard and go to
like
the
hole Cletus
three.
Like Cletus at Four Seasons.
Yep.
Yeah, he just, I don't
just
know.
Walk right out and just because
he didn't come by us. We didn't see him go by. But.
And that's a long way out of the way for most people, isn't it? And Brian?
Well, if you want to come and see us play.
Just come.
If he wasn't available Friday at Normandy for the Duel in the Sun Part 2, he wanted to see.
I think it's kind of a trend. I think that
people are starting to come out.
Just come out and watch Tim knock it around.
He's right in the middle of the course.
Well, yeah.
Just
you
show up.
Show up and find him.
All right.
You know, we do a flat rate, $20 and a six-pack.
Yep, that's what it is.
That's what it
creepy.
Is.
Creepy.
That's what it is.
We had a couple for Cuckies match.
Did you?
With PGA Pro Dan.
Quick match.
Yeah, it was not a lot of lost balls. Ugh.
Let's see. Hey, Tim, can you send me a copy of your scorecard? I'm playing Algonquin today. I want to shoot the same score as you. That's signed Giamatti Johnny. Yeah, unfortunately, as Iggy noted, once I got on the phone, I didn't keep any scores.
Some X's.
I didn't play a whole lot of the holes until I think at par three, there's a ravine.
Yep.
And you hit over the ravine.
That's 16?
Doug's at 16. Is it
15?
I think it's
15.
16 is the number one handicap. Very long par four. Iggy thought it was a par five, actually.
I didn't know what hole we were on because I lost track and our scorecard stopped at 10. So I looked on the scorecard.
I thought
we were on 18. And my second shot, I was just short of the green and I chip up and Tim says, "Is this for par?" I said, "No, it's for birdie." He goes, "This is a par four." I go, "Are we on 18? No, we're on hole 16. I wasn't even paying attention to what hole we're on. So.
Were you drinking?
Why'd you lose your focus, Angry?
No, it wasn't.
And then Raby thought that he was dropping shade by saying, "We're kicking your ass and we don't even know what hole we're on." That's what Raby thought. He thought it was meta.
Because we are at war with those fellas.
And then Tommy Eck was just smiling and everything's great. Yeah.
Yep. Couldn't been happy. Nicest guy in the world.
Yep.
That's what he is, Tom Eck. You know what he is? Best in the business. Mm-hmm. Best in the business. Guys, I was looking at the pictures from the Duel in the Sun Part 2, and Tim's form looks so good that I thought he was a pro if I didn't know better. Doug, that's from Tim.
Don't knock you over your soda.
He's just being honest. Have you seen the backswing? The follow-through?
Tim can hit the driver, just so you know.
Sure, Tim. The balance is there. The balance is there. Normally when you swing that hard, you fall over. The balance is there.
I figure I have maybe two more years of being able to swing that. Jay, when do you have to start maybe shutting
harnessing
it,
yeah, a little bit? I'm at the harness point.
Are you?
Yeah,
harness point?
Pretty much.
What are you, 46?
48. 48. Yeah, it hurts. Stuff
well, if you
Doug?
Stay, if you stay limber, if you do exercises,
that yoga's
limber.
The move. I gotta start doing yoga.
Hot yoga or just yoga?
Jim Rita's the hot yoga. Yeah. What do they call? What's the hot yoga? Bikram. That's what it is.
Bikram yoga, Doug.
And Doug, why don't we go to Bikram yoga?
I'm not going there.
That's what Gaga does. She does it naked.
Oh, she does not.
She does. There's a video out there. Go look at it.
Where?
There's a video of her doing
is
hot
really?
Yoga naked?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. Really?
Yeah.
And she shows shrub and the whole deal?
She has no shrubs, but yes.
I want no part of your pursuit of Gaga.
I understand, Bob.
And where is this
Lady
video?
Gaga goes full frontal nude, and it's hard to believe it says this, in bizarre video.
Well, it is. She's kind of packed in ice at one point.
That is odd.
She wasn't getting enough attention, so she said, "Well, okay, I'll make a naked video now. More people look at me."
Well, she actually did release this on her own. It wasn't like it was hidden video, so.
The angry poker guy says, "I can't wait until Tim gets into ping pong so all the lemmings can talk about how much they love ping pong." Now, this is a guy, here's a guy, who loved when I used to talk about poker.
Sure.
But now that we talk golf, because of the Duel in the Sun Part 2, is unhappy that we're not talking poker.
Right. But he wants ping pong.
Correct. Doug, do you follow how I play?
Yeah, but I like ping pong.
I would think you'd be a pretty good ping pong
player. I could see you having quick manual dexterity.
I haven't played in a while, but I used to really enjoy ping pong.
You know who was good at ping pong? That Brian Henschen. He was very good at it.
Well,
yes.
You know that, or are you just...
Yes.
I heard he was very good at it. Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Matt Morris was very good in the Cardinal Clubhouse.
Oh, yeah. I bet a lot of the Cardinals are really good.
Yeah, they had that ping pong table, and that was really became the focus of the 2001 squad.
Something about being a world-class athlete, you kind of pick up all that stuff real quickly.
You notice it.
I've played golf like with guys who've played Major League Baseball, and they're always the best one out there. And just about everything you do, they're the best ones out there.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how it works. Ping pong, same thing. Usually. That's the case.
So you think Michael Jordan would be a good ping-pong
yes.
player?
Yes, he'd be good at just about any sport he played.
Guys, I just dealt Angry Poker Guy aces and eights. Thanks, that's from Stubby Applause. There's a poker dealer texting from the table? Early cash game session. Unless it's one of those turbos at Ameristar going off at 9.
They don't let you play with your phone at the tables, do they?
You can as long as you're not in a hand.
But can you have it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they've changed the rules this year. This is the first year since Doug. Is this the first year since 2007?
I
didn't play in a World Series.
It's the first year since. It seems like they wouldn't want you taking pictures of things and
maybe this guy wants to come to my home game.
You have a home game.
I think I'm going to. I'm going to throw it out to the fan.
Is there enough room at the inn?
You can most certainly. Yeah, I have plenty of room. I'm going to set up two tables out there.
What would the buy-in be? You think?
Interesting.
I will play a cash game. I don't know. It depends on how many people play. Would I like 1-2 blinds, but that could be a little expensive, so maybe $50.
All right.
You're having a poker tournament at your new cage.
I don't want to get kicked out of another apartment, but yeah, just a nice friendly
game.
Are you
balling or back in Soulard?
No, I'm in South City. I'm near the Botanical Garden. Actually, it's in like my backyard.
This guy's like a gypsy, Doug. I can't even follow where he is.
You're right by Gringo Jones.
Yeah, I'm right off of Vandeventer. I don't know what that means.
Gringo Jones and me.
I was born in that area, right off of Flat Avenue, right by Shaw Garden.
Yeah, I love it.
Scotland is right in there, isn't it?
St. Margaret of Scotland.
That's where I went for first and second grade before I went to Magdalen.
Doug, you should know that.
Yeah.
Never go to their school picnics. I consider Magdalen my school. I don't consider St.
Even though you went to first and second.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with the people?
I don't remember
Scotty.
Much of it. I just know I used to cry when my dad would leave, and he'd have to come back and have lunch with me.
As a second grader?
Yeah, I was a little baby.
Let's get
workshop this.
That was probably kindergarten.
Mm. And what did your dad do that he could take off and go back and have lunch?
He was a bartender.
My dad was actually his first job was a janitor at the, he janitored during the day and then he tended bar at night. I mean, he's raising kids and he did whatever he could.
Yeah.
He was a janitor at Sherman School. So he was there and he'd have lunch with me and then I'd cry and have to go back to school.
Huh. Well, that was nice of him to pay you a visit.
Well, he was my father, so.
Yeah. But most fathers, wouldn't drop by.
It wasn't just a random male popping by to help him.
It's not like many fathers would say, screw you, go cry. I'm not eating lunch with my son.
Well, I don't know that there's a lot of fathers eating with their kids in kindergarten.
If they work there, he's got to eat lunch anyway. Might as well do it with my son.
Oh, well, you said he worked somewhere else.
No, he worked at Sherman, and I went to kindergarten in Sherman, so it was probably kindergarten. I don't think I cried in second grade.
I hope not.
Doug, Joe Whitener just posted on the fan page that the tune-in stream just went down during the Radio Wars discussion, and then a thinking emoji.
He's thinking about what happened to it. How about you think about getting yourself a little job and get off this?
No, don't be like
that.
Well,
I guess back up, because I got a text saying what happened to the audio, and then it's back on. So.
And
so
people text in immediately as soon as there's
post
any
on the fan
blip
page.
At all.
They don't want to miss a moment.
Right, Doug.
Why would you be concerned about missing a moment of this? We're talking about nothing. We're talking about what
talking about where you went to first and second grade.
You don't know where I went. You didn't want to know where I went to kindergarten?
Right.
Well, I did.
Big topic.
Yeah. I went to Crestwood Elementary for kindergarten. Mrs. Woods.
Oh, how was she?
Obama.
Oh, is that Cotilda?
Nice gal.
Where did you go?
Crestwood Elementary School.
Is that part of the Kirkwood?
Part of the Lindbergh district. Yeah.
And then you moved on to Kirkwood.
When I was between fifth and sixth grade, we moved from Crestwood to Kirkwood.
Big move for the fam.
It was a huge move.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah. Oh, we cried our eyes out.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Probably only moving like 3 or 4 miles, eh?
But in St. Louis, if you move out of your neighborhood,
that's
a big deal. We lived on Sappington, and they came to widen Sappington. And parents said, we got to get out of here. We're going to lose half our yard. So we got moved to Kirkwood.
That makes sense. I support Elvin's decision.
Mm-hmm.
So you cried too.
We lived right on the corner there. And there was just before Big Ben, just a little bit south of Big Ben.
All right,
Sappington.
I'm with you, baby.
It used to be Sappington in the 60s was two-lane. And in the middle of the night, cars would get roaring past there. And at least 3 times in the middle of the night, people would crash into the telephone pole in our yard. And a couple times, I think the guys died.
Oh,
we went out there a couple times. And I'm sure the guy was dead.
Into a telephone pole.
There was a telephone pole right there on the curb. There's a curb there on Sappington.
All right.
And when it was two lane, I guess people would get drunk and go driving 60 miles an hour in the middle of the night, and they'd crash into that pole. It's another reason my parents said, maybe we should live somewhere else. People keep dying in our front yard.
That's usually a good play.
Mm-hmm.
Jennings, Billy Shackalady posted a video of... And have you established whether or not that's his significant other?
It is not. It is Blair O'Neill.
Doug Blair O'Neill at Topgolf in Las Vegas. I think that's the exact mat I use, which is why she's using it. And what a stroke she has. And she's wearing high heel boots, so he wanted you to see those.
Yep.
And how is it treating you?
I think it's tremendous. I have heard of her. I've heard she's a good player. I don't think she is at the level
that... Sayre.
Right, or all those other gals. But she is very good looking. She hits a very good shot.
Looks like a little right to left.
And then she kind of shakes her boobs a little bit after it.
Yeah, she does celebrate.
I think that'd be good for some of the LPGA players if they did that. It could help.
To go to Topgolf.
Well, or shake their boobs.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Could help with the ratings.
Yeah, I think this is a girl that did an article, and the headline was LPGA not happy with their outfits.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, she has never played on the LPGA.
Well, here's a man who's PGA, and it's PGA Pro Dan on the appliance discounter phone lines. Good morning, PGA Pro Dan.
How we doing, guys? How we doing?
Oh, we're fine, Dan. You?
Good. Jay, I've already gotten two people Facebook message me about the Ride Her Cup,
yeah,
asking me to draft them. So it's getting big already.
No, it's
so.
Getting crazy. I think I spoke with our fearless leader, Tim, last evening, and he and Anna Marie and Flo Zell are going to bypass going to the Kentucky Mizzou game
right
on October 7th. I think we're going to do it October 6th and 7th. And at this point, I believe we will have four captains, myself, Tim, PGA Pro Dan, and Cletus. Those will be the four captains. Mm. And it's my commitment to anybody that was entered into the Fan Pin Club Championship automatically will get the right to be part of the Ride Her Cup.
I probably draft Shaq Lady.
Hmm. Well, he's bullish right now.
He already Facebook messaged me, Tim, so sorry. Yeah.
Shaq Lady Facebook measured you?
Well, yeah, he's in.
Oh, my God.
The plan is,
Doug.
My belief is we're going to have probably 10 open spots, and I'm looking at possibly the week before the Ride Her Cup proper, having a qualifier to get on, and then the draft would come that night.
Can you imagine the tension at that?
It's going to be, I've got to believe that one of the networks, if not a couple, will cover it.
Right.
Kentucky wants to play on my team, too. So.
Well, I can understand why you're going to be very popular, but I'm going to send you and Timmy the outline either today or tomorrow, depending on how I play on Candy Crush.
You're going to win.
All right.
Biggie, you ready? I'll give you 7 shots aside.
14 strokes, Doug.
Yeah, I'll just let you know when.
You're ready. You're accepting
the challenge. Play with Jay, maybe.
Pardon me?
Play with Jay in his match if he wants to play.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. We'll play the match. We'll play whoever the guy I play, and we'll play you and PGA Pro Dan.
Biggie, on number 4 Sunday, it really dawned my mind. It came across my mind that, you know, seeing you and Cucky play against each other might rival the final ratings for MASH on a rating scale because he is sneaky long. And Tim, he would rival what you were doing Sunday or Friday in your match on his length when he connects on it. And Flyboy can attest to that. He just needs to harness it in. He'd like to hit 6 hybrids on 125-yard par threes.
Oh, no.
He likes to hit what?
He was hitting a 6 hybrid on 120-yard par three.
Dan, don't forget, when it went out of bounds into the other fairway, he hit the 6 hybrid again when he re-teed. Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Sounds and like a Big Al situation.
He about hold out from the 7th fairway. It was pretty impressive to see. So,
Did you see that shot where he almost hold out?
I didn't see it. No.
I just hope I gave you a good match. I don't plan on winning, but I just hope I keep it going for a while.
It'll be fun. And I feel bad for Tim because after hearing about his round yesterday, his phone is definitely a detriment to his game. Because
You witnessed that firsthand on Friday.
What the hell was on the
Friday,
phone?
Take a guess, Doug.
We're vibrating, Doug. Every other hole, the phone is vibrating. I can feel it as we're walking down the fairway. Yeah. Herb just puts his head down and shakes. And
I think this Friday, Dan Caesar's going to write about my call logs. So everybody will find out who I was talking to.
Perfect.
All right, I'm going to send you something later today, brother.
There he is, PGA Pro Dan. Doug, one of the captains for the Ride Her Cup.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a tranny?
Who? I'm doing it because I want no problem with the PGA of America.
Okay, I just didn't Ride Her Cup.
Well, it fits with us.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Doug, people were saying to me, man, I saw you wear an all-black airy thing on Friday in the Duel in the Sun Part 2, and I also noticed how smooth your skin was. You look supple, bro. That's what people said. You look supple, bro.
Right there on the course, they said that.
Well, a couple guys. The guys were in the Illinois and the North Carolina jerseys. You said I looked supple. Yep.
Is that what the guy on the phone said to you, too?
I doubt that.
Nope. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. I can speak to how great Harry's is. Soft, smooth shave, and you're saving money. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, Rich Lathering Shave Gel, Travel Blade Cover. I've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle blade shave gel and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/insidestl. That's harrys.com/insidestl. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Doug, Ryan Kelly was supposed to call him, but he's out of town. Could you tell the audience about our title sponsor?
He's off climbing a mountain.
Yeah.
Again?
Colorado.
But he does.
What? Yeah. Strong stuff.
He said it was a chance for him to clear his head and think about serving his customer base.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever tried to clear your head?
No, but I've driven up mountains. I've never climbed one. I've driven up Pike's Peak. You ever done that?
Every mountain.
You have to do that at least once. Climb up there. And,
drive it.
Yeah. Don't climb it, for heaven's sake. Ryan Kelly, he can climb just about anything, and he can also fix just about any mortgage. If you're trapped in a bad mortgage now, and I'm talking about a bad percentage rate, you need to call Ryan Kelly and let him get you refinanced, and so you can save hundreds of dollars a month and potentially tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. It's what Ryan Kelly does when he's not climbing mountains. Usually he does this. Occasionally there'll be a mountain summit. But normally he's very busy in the mortgage business. And his company right now, number one mortgage dealer in the entire Midwest. And they're number one for a reason, because they have great loan rates and absolutely superior service. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to if you're looking to refi or purchase a house. Why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314.
Excuse me?
Everything all right?
Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
There it is. Ryan Kelly, he is the title sponsor of this program. The Hot Shots email of the day coming your way the morning after at insidestl.com. The morning after at insidestl.com. Carl Carlson writes in, Doug, sneaky long is what the boys call me under my sheets.
Mm.
It's Carl Carlson.
That he was talking about
Cucky
being sneaky long off the tee.
That's right. People send into Joe's cave ride. Magic Man, actually, Jennings, sending in pictures of Blair O'Neill and high heels. So he's a heels guy? Is that?
I think he always posts with the heels. She's a bigger gal, too, which is kind of neat. but this engine Joe's cave ride magic man, I mean, we've got some wonderful listeners, but I'm a little worried about him for a number of reasons.
Doug, you're not.
No, I'm not worried about him at all. I don't think much about him at all until I see him and I go, oh, hello, engine Joe.
Right.
And yeah, that's about the
he's got a lot of free time, too.
He seems to. Yeah. He must have done well in the real estate industry.
Well, I don't know about that, but
he hasn't done well.
Well, now that he's got the whole sponsor on 18 at Normandy, it's helping.
That is helping. Yeah, I've gotten a picture taken. Look at this, Jennings. This is your girl.
Oh, that's nice.
What?
Yeah.
What? You can't do that on the radio and not tell us what's going
well,
on.
Well, it's up
read
to
it.
Tim.
Scott Sprinkle Ballsack's wife says, I like Tim with a little stubble.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, Jay, why would you get excited about that?
About her?
She likes Tim with a little stubble.
Any interaction I can have with her is what I consider nice.
Larry seemed like he had a great opportunity, but passed.
Yeah.
Because he's an honorable man. Meanwhile, you're offering up golf at Normandy for life.
For life, yeah.
Free lifetime golf for her husband.
Absolutely.
It's like Indecent Proposal Part 2.
Right, it's a tough call.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say that. Whoever said that, they kiss my booty.
Okay, Larry.
Candy ass.
All right, Larry.
I'm not sure if Scott's ball sack plays golf.
Yeah.
I think his buddies, Tribbers and Nipples, do.
Well, then they can get on the
too.
Deal, too.
Is it transferable if he said, here, you guys can take my lifetime?
If it goes the way I want it to, yeah, anybody pretty much could play.
I know we're all considering joining Old Warrison, and I was trying to get some questions answered on the transfer of the stock.
Right.
How would the stock work for this?
If it's a relative, it would be an automatic. If it's a very close friend, we'd probably have to have a meeting. But if things go well with her, it really won't matter.
What do you mean go well? Define go well. What are you expecting?
Doug, what is go well?
That's a tough call.
You already played with her feet, so.
Right. Yeah. You already got what you needed, right?
I think, well, not quite. I just think a session at the cage. And you know, that becomes whatever it becomes.
Sure, you're open-minded.
Yeah, we've had a couple of those.
Now, you have?
Not with her.
Oh.
With other...
Janie the lesbian.
Correct. Yep.
Session but there was no sexual interaction because she is
She likes girls. Right.
And
I do
the Viking
too.
Queen, specifically.
Yes, she is now taken, a taken woman.
Let's see. Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack has engaged in the discussion. And he says, Jennings, I do enjoy slapping the dimpled ball around. I just don't play very often.
Well, you have the opportunity, if you'd like, to play whenever you want.
Lifetime of free golf.
You can become a pretty good player.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine if he got really good and said, how did you get so good? Well, I started playing a lot. I had an open invitation to play Normandy. Just I had to cuck my wife with another man.
It's just a session. We were not talking about anything specific.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, Doug, because if you remember, was that 91 or 92 with a decent proposal?
I don't know the years.
Suppose 93 is in play. But either way, all Robert Redford said was, I just want one evening with your wife.
Yeah.
He didn't say,
no,
I want to engage in ass play.
No, they could have like played Yahtzee. You never
right.
know.
So she might come over to your cage and have some snick snacks.
93.
And some 93. Tap water, and that would be enough?
Well, I think we would probably do maybe a cheese dip, some nachos or something. But
very hot. This is very hot.
Yeah, we talk a little bit. We smoke a little bit. We have a good time.
Oh, she likes the chronic at pickles?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that. That would be a big plus. Lousy, what do you think? You think she might?
It's hard to say. She has kids, you know, so I would say maybe in her heyday.
Yeah.
But she seemed to calm down. But, yeah, I mean, you saw her when she kind of let loose on the Facebook Live.
And that was
she
hilarious.
Has that wild side, so yeah. It's a game changer.
Yep.
What'd she do on Facebook Live that says she had a line?
Well, it kind of sounded like it was getting kinky, but Larry actually turned that down.
Yeah. We played the clip yesterday, didn't you listen?
Yeah, come on, Doug. We've been playing it all morning, too.
I thought it was something else.
Jay, if I let you with my wife, can I get free golf? That comes from the Swinghaven board member.
Well, I'd like to keep it one at a time.
And you'd like to see a picture is what you'd like
well,
to see.
Well, not necessarily, but, you know, we just, you know. I'll take on all comers.
Will you?
Yep.
That's the goal.
Yep.
Engine Joe's K-Ride Magic Man just sent this in. Buddies for life, my dying dog ass backstabbed, and it's a picture of Jennings with his fiance.
Well, we can debate the term fiance. When you have been with a woman for 13 years,
right.
I don't think you can call her a fiance. You could call her a life partner, or you could call her a friend, but not a fiance.
Doug, do you like when somebody calls somebody a lady friend?
I think that's what you do when you're 75 years old.
I mean, I think...
And you don't want to get married again.
It may be a rouge.
Inheritance issues.
That future stepson was one when that started. How old is he now?
Kid's driving now. Yeah. He's driving. I mean, he's going to have a job before you know it, and this guy's acting like this is his fiance. It's not true.
Her biological clock is ticking.
She's younger than him, and by a lot. Yeah, he keeps that very quiet.
Yeah, he's in his mid
70s. 80s. Yeah, is he up to 80 now?
And she's 20 something.
She's 29.
Yeah.
Jay, if I send you pics of those hashtag OM bare feet and. Is it Tevas or Tevas?
Well, here's the problem.
Can I get one of them Normandy hats?
First of all, I am a little bit taken aback by one little thing about M.
Wow, this is going to be a big moment in the show's history.
It's a big moment because I feel very strongly about her. She's got feet issue, which is evident to me.
She got bad feet?
It was 100 degrees at the G8 summit, and she had on tennis shoes. Then I got
that might have been what we call a prevent defense.
It could have been, but she knows that I'm calm around her. And then I see her at a concert venue where it's obviously hot, and there she is with the tennies again. So
what are you saying?
She does not like to show her feet.
Doug, is that your read?
I don't really have much of a read. I don't really
and
notice.
I asked her specifically yesterday. In my chat with her.
You do a daily chat.
But we just want to check on each other. I think she's checking for my health more than anything. And I said, I know you got feet issue. And she said, we all got things.
Oh, so that's a confirmation you feel like.
I felt like it. Oh, here they all come.
Now what's going on? Now what's going on, on your phone?
Now I'm getting Engine Joe feet. I'm getting...
Doug, do people send you pictures on your phone?
No,
I don't get it
thankfully.
Either.
Yeah.
Now, if a girl was otherwise very beautiful and nice and the perfect type for you, but had bad feet, would you turn her away?
Again, Doug, I've tried to explain to you over and over the years that the feet thing is it's for the listener. And
oh, it's not for you.
For me, it's just very mild, and I appreciate it. Yeah. Now, if this hot chick just stacked and packed and ready to go.
Okay.
Took her shoes off, and there was some sort of deformity. Yeah, that'd probably throw a loop in it.
And what about, so the people that don't like their foot being touched or not, is that a turn on to you, kind of like a hard to get?
No, it's not, because it's not really that big a thing. It's surprising to me that such a fine example of a lady like M has feet issue, and it scares me a little bit. Could there be something wrong? Could there be a sixth toe? Could there be something I don't want to see?
Wow. Now, didn't the Cubs have a reliever that
Antonio
had
Alfonseca.
Right. Edgar
Renteria
hit
a game-winning home run off him, and it was at the bottom of the ninth, the night Ozzie Smith went into the Hall
of
Fame.
Didn't he have to have a special glove?
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
But Swing Haven board member now sending in pictures of his wife's feet for you, Jay. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's just another. Yeah, people are just sending in pictures. That's what's going on in the text inbox now, Doug.
Six toes see, that's is a deal good,
whoever sent that is going to have a free round.
Wow. Do the owners of the place know this is going on?
Umsel's very positive about it.
Umsel owns Normandy?
Well, let's not get too deep into that. Okay. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
They're just coming in fast and furious.
Wow. What's his
Doug, what does
name?
That mean to you?
I just want to give him props. Brandon, congratulations. No, not see, that's not proper. DeVito's feet. Oh,
well, I like boobs. Anybody would send those in?
Iggy's asking for boobs. But let's just do this. We'll start with ball sex lady, and if she wants to have a session, we'll work it out.
Wow, so the offer is now on the table.
It's her, and I'll pay for everything.
Now Engine Joe is sending in what I would deem pornography, I think,
yep,
because of...
That seems to be there.
Yep. Let me tell you something, honey. You got a nice foot.
And made her day, too.
2006, right? From the tower at the Masters. 18.
Who won that year? Was that Emmeline?
That was Emmeline. It was a bad year to do it.
Let's see. Jay couldn't be creepier. Now you fellas believe if we land a guy like Boof Bonds or the Cardinals can win the seventh thing. Thanks. That's from Jose De Leon.
I don't. Doug thinks so.
I just think if we get hot, we got a chance to win this baby.
Well, and how are they going to get hot? They got nobody to finish off a game.
Mag Sierra.
One day they hit, one day they don't.
Well, maybe Rosie's found the touch again.
Uh-huh. Not sure about that.
If we can just get hot. Mm. Now they'll win 3 out of 4, and this Mets series will be right there.
Well, he started off on the wrong foot.
Well, they won.
Did they?
Yes, they won last night.
I'll be a starter soon. I just got to tell Mike.
He can't be having a real good time, Mike.
Now what's going on? Iggy's showing a Snapchat or something. I don't know what's going on.
No, I just got it. It's private. I just wanted to show you the message.
Here's the problem with that, Iggs. I can't do that while we're on the air.
Okay.
All right, so let her know.
Doug, I don't know what's going on.
Let her know when I'm off.
You're on that side of the studio. I can't see.
Well, this person's listening, so
well, when I'm off the air, I'll get to it.
Okay.
Are we at a commercial break right now?
Do another live, would you? You got a live?
People at this point are descending. Yeah, I'm going to tell people about Elysium Restoration and Design.
Nice.
Who's finishing my basement, and who I would recommend you have do work at your home, not just finishing basements. They do all kinds of things. Elysium Restoration and Design is the highest quality craftsman with more than 15 years of experience with bathroom remodels, kitchens, basements, additions, windows, doors, and flooring, and they can do all this while podcasting like the Dickens. They do custom builds like built-in bookshelves, entertainment centers, or added crown molding. They also do office facelifts and tenant build-outs for commercial spaces. Visit erdstl.com or facebook.com/erdstl to see some of their amazing work. Elysium Restoration and Design. Trust is one of the things we build well. We'll have the Hot Shots email today in about 5 minutes. I got it. In about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Guys, for the record, the pick of Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife's foot was meant to distract Jay so Tim could win, but it backfired.
Absolutely backfired.
Is that what happened?
No question.
That inspired you.
Well, again, I've said before.
Because there have been films where a coach makes a dramatic speech.
Sure.
I think of Kurt Russell, Doug, in Miracle.
Right, I saw that.
I think of Sean Astin talking to Charles S. Dutton in Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, on July 13th at Normandy, 14th? 13th?
14th, Doug.
It inspired Jay Randolph Jr., to an incredible back nine.
Really? You were playing for her.
I felt like I was for her and SVB. Yep.
Sisters with Voices, a group from the early to mid
1990s. They were good. You probably saw Doug at Mississippi Nights.
I don't know that I ever went there.
The Mississippi Nights?
I saw Willie Nelson at Mississippi Nights.
Did you really?
Yeah.
True story. You saw Willie Nelson at Mississippi Nights.
Absolutely. How pretty cool. That?
Some of the greats played there early in their careers and even when they became big. But you remember a group called the St. Louis Sheiks were big in St. Louis.
St. Louis Sheiks, Doug. Did you ever see them?
No.
Sting opened for them at Mississippi Nights.
Holy moly.
St. Louis.
He went on to be huge.
Mr. Tripper says, I couldn't be sorrier, Tim, because he now realizes that he cost me the duel in the Sun Park.
Oh, it fired Jay up. Jay was struggling a little bit. Then the picture came in, and boom.
Who are these St. Louis Sheiks you speak of?
Michael O'Hare.
Oh, here it is. The Sheik music. Michael O'Hare. Yep. You're not lying.
And he brought it strong.
Yep. Oh, they were good. My favorite St. Louis band of all time.
Doug, really? This is Cucky.
Oh, hello, Cucky. Hello, Cucky.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
Hey, guys, I've been having to sit here and listen to Dan and Pablo bash my golf game for too long, okay? I'm going to put this one squarely on the shoulders of the Plowboy. Him and Kevin Miller were supposed to go out there and get the course, get the knowledge so they can get it ready for me. Plowboy's got his stinking shoes off. The whole two left. I'm tied with Dan.
Doug, there's a phone problem.
Holes, yep. And Plowboy's sitting there with the shoes off telling me he was the sixth hybrid. I mean, it's 40 yards over the green. I'm tied with DJ Pro-Dana. I'm Plowboy. Get it together. I'm tired of it, pal.
Nice.
Mm.
Well, he had a hot take there, but we could barely hear him. He's got to get a better phone.
Got any thoughts on where you can do that?
I heard something going on, but not sure what.
You think? Well, I will say this. Pass? Plowsy and Mace Dog came early to scout the course.
Why would you have to scout the course? There's the hole.
You have to know the pin placements.
Yep. Yeah, okay. How about this? Hit the drive as long and straight as you can. How about this? Oh, there's the pin. Hit it at the pin. Okay, we've scouted the course.
Okay, but let's take a look at number 9 at Harbortown real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The pin placement is so critical because if you're going to attack the pin when the pin is on the left side of the green, you have to hit your drive to the right because of the pine tree guarding the green on the left side of the fairway.
Okay. And you guys are so darn accurate that wherever you want to hit it, that's exactly where the ball is going.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Cucky.
Okay. Just there's the flag. Why don't you aim at that? Okay, there. We've scouted the
course. It's not that simple.
It is that
simple. It's not like fouling off a pitch.
Yeah, that's impossible in a game situation.
I'm with you. I told Ian Reich before our first match, he texted me and said, I'm out of Normandy. I'm reading some of the greens. And I said, dude, we're just going to have fun. You just give me yardage and watch my balls, and that's all we need. But he was a big part of me winning. He
looped for you.
Yeah, read some putts for me. He was a little off on some yardage. But
otherwise, you'd have used a different club and hit it right to the flag.
No, it was a layup hole, and I said, how far to the creek? He said, 217. I said, okay, I'll just punch a little 7-iron, and that little punch 7-iron somehow got in the water. I can't hit a 7-iron 217 yards. So.
No, I wouldn't think you could.
No.
Can Dustin Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably wedge.
He can hit it whatever he wants.
No, but Matthew did a great job. He was fun to be, and he's fun. You get somebody who's fun to play with. The guy I played against was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot
sounds
his name.
Like it was
Billy
Shack
Lady.
No, he played like 9 people. I had him playing 9 different people, and he finally got his match. But we had fun on the course, and that's all this. I'm glad Jay put this together because that's all this is supposed to be. It's just a fun time.
I'm glad.
Be honest with me on this. Have you had any problems?
None.
Really? That's good to hear.
None whatsoever.
I figured for sure somebody...
All 16 matches in the opening round have been completed. No disagreements. It's been a gentleman's and lady event. We've lost our lady. She's out. But I think it's... We got one here,
chiropractor.
Doug,
down
we got one of your right, fans yeah. is here.
No, it's a chiropractor.
My fans. It's someone looking for the chiropractor's office. Can't just tell by the crick in her neck.
Doug, do you think it's fair to say the foot pick to Jay was just like Meryl Streep standing up in Chicago for Robert Redford in The Natural? That's from Prince Johnson, the Black Python.
No, I don't think there's any similarities whatsoever. None. There's not always an exact parallel that happened in some movie.
You don't think
years.
So?
There isn't. No.
I looked at Space Jam at halftime when the bunny handed everybody what was
spoiler alert.
Yeah, was a secret sauce that Michael Jordan used to be good at basketball, happened to be just water, that gave them the confidence in the second half to beat the Monstars. So that kind of reminded me of that when
See,
I was out on the
course.
It
does relate to a film.
Yeah, very similar. I think you all are nuts. I think you all have lost it.
Tim, if you wouldn't have kicked me off your bag, Jay would have been too distracted to play well. Thanks. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Balls ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would have been nicer if she'd have been there.
She wanted a caddy and you said no?
Well, I just arbitrarily threw it out there that I was going to have Mrs. Dotem and Scott's Wrinkled Balls ex-wife
be on my Dotem, bag. Who would have worn shoes.
And so that wouldn't have distracted you then?
Nope.
Wow.
And then PGA Pro Dan volunteered his services, and he really wanted this thing. And so much so that he put his career on the line, and then kind of like with Stefano DiMera passing away in Days of Our Lives, he was able to come back.
Oh, sure.
Just hours later.
It sounded good when he put the career on the line, and then when he lost his career, he said, never mind.
Yeah, I texted him privately, and I said, yeah, I don't know if I would do that. I'm not really playing well. And Jay's pretty damn good. What are you doing? What was the point of that? People are going to show up now because you...
It sent fear through me.
I wore flip-flops. It didn't bother him.
It didn't.
Nope.
So I guess, I mean, now if we're going to sit here on Monday morning quarterback it, I guess maybe I should have had Mrs. Dotem and Scott's Wrinkled Ball Sack's wife on my bag. You think that would have knocked you off your game, Jennings?
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have, certainly. Yep.
Like, what if they would have engaged in what I call sapphic footplay? Right there on the number one tee box as Andy Hanselman was announcing the contestants.
He sure
was. Just like that guy at the British Open.
Right, Trevor, whatever his name
Immelman.
Is. Yep, Trevor.
My favorite hole in the property.
I think he retired after this year.
He did. Last year was his last year. Yeah.
Yep. On the tee from Kirkwood, Tim McKernan.
Play. Doug, you need to come out at some point. You certainly need to be part of the Ride Herc Cup.
Well, I would like to play, but finding the time to do that is always...
Well, I just think your presence would be nice.
Yeah. Well, you don't want me to play. You just want me to kind of show myself off a little bit?
Just like to have you on the... Every time you're at the property, it's good for the property.
I don't know that I think it's good.
Tim, I think it's only fair that you caddy for me against Iggy. That's from PGA Pro Dan.
Yeah, will you be doing that? You won't be doing that, will you?
When are you guys playing?
I don't know. It's up to him. He can pick a date. I just need a few lessons from Cletus to work a few things out, then I'm good.
If you guys happen to play on the day Anna Marie goes into labor, I might not be able to be there for the whole thing.
You sure?
You might
miss a hole or two.
It just depends on the epidural.
The best analogy I can use is the first time I shook Tim's hand. My life changed for better at that moment. Thanks. That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Shame. Shame.
What does he hope to get by all this lemonading?
I don't know.
What's the end game there? What are you going to get from that exam?
He's just telling a story, brah.
All right.
Doug, you know what it's time for? Hot Shots Email of the Day! Lee, 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 lee. Suspension special from Hot Shots is the prize for this email day. Sup, missing, I've been smitten, Eileen, ween, just Wednesday's feet. Meet, I beat, Cardinals on, Nixie Frisky, Iggy Smooth, Tim, Hero, Jay, no stray, Doug, moisture to the skin, me, horny, I beat, gots to get, blessings used, there's mine, Tom or Bonnie, get it, got it, flock it. Flocky the Smurf.
Okay.
Flocky the Smurf.
Ah, yes, the one Memorial Cup. To most, it was just a beer stein Steve Schiff stole from Dear Dwarf and Hearts, but to those who worked at KMOX and KMOV, Schiff. It represented golf game bragging rights. I'll never forget the Legends versus Current Anchors match. Larry Connors was really in Corey Stark's head. Hey, Starksy, I'm surprised you can swing around that big hair of yours. Connors was a wizard with the flat stick. Come on, babe. You can't make me put this thing down. Among the new crop of players, Mugo Odigwe has a hell of a nice swing ratio, but since Camwex moved, the game's lost its pizzazz. Tom Ackerman tried to recreate the experience by getting a coffee downstairs at Tim Hortons and writing 1220 Olive Cup on it, but it just doesn't have the same ring to it. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's.
Was Schiff a good player?
Independence Day speech.
I know he was a good drinker.
Yeah. Guys, Plops here. The temperature is about as hot as the comment section on a 21-minute Laura Hediger, what outfit should I wear tomorrow Facebook Live video. Laura has finally replied to one of Larry's comments, which is huge. She certainly had a good sample size to pick from, as he sent over three messages in the last 74 seconds of the video. A brief recap. Number one, wear anything that is sleeveless and a short skirt. Guys, this one got a straight face reply from Laura, where during the video she said, Larry, please keep it appropriate. Comment number two said, Charles loves shoes just like I love you, Laura. Guys, Charles is her dog, who co-stars in these videos, if you were wondering. And comment number three was more of a follow-up, more than anything, when he just said, any of those dresses have a short skirt. So I feel like we're in a good place with this. Of the 30 or so guys in this comment box waving, he's actually not the worst. A gentleman named Nick said it's too hot for clothes, and who could forget Ken, who just kept typing the word thong over and over again.
God bless her. She's just trying to be a nice girl, and she's showing her outfits that she's thinking about wearing on your channel, Doug, and people are just all over it.
Why doesn't she just block him?
The poor girl is at a point where she probably welcomes Jennings' casual dropping of smiley face emojis with hard eyes. You're doing that in her chats?
I will comment on her post once in a while. I mean, it's really, I've gotten so bad. I got to see somebody.
Keep fighting the good fight, gentlemen.
Tell Mr. Cohen I'm just trying to be nice.
He's not there anymore.
Glad to be here. Doug got some Misty Plops with a recap of the chat session.
Misty Plops with a recap.
Guys, the thing about Iggy Strodes is that they love to be creepy, and sometimes that means that Iggy Strodes are going to hide in the backseat of your car and say skeevy things on your way home. This can be frustrating, but please, try to remember that an Iggy Strode simply needs to be taught boundaries. For example, you can carry a spray bottle around for your Iggy Strodes and spray them in their little gargoyle faces every time they get pervy, or distract your Iggy Strodes with shiny objects with Treat Williams' face glued on them. If your Iggy Strode is restless in its sleep, let it be. It probably is just dreaming of making out with Mandy Patinkin? With a simple lifestyle change, you and your Iggy Strode can live in complete harmony. Just make sure you have a separate chindo for every Iggy Strode you have, and you'll be just fine. That's from the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel, Doug.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
I give him credit because I told that Manny Patinkin story like a year ago that I had a dream about him.
What I learned from the show today. Next time I'm in the mood to wear a mask with a phallus attached to the chin, I have options available. Thanks, Biff. # knowledge is power. That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
Timmy Tom Tom.
Short and sweet.
Yep. Sometimes those are the best. Oh, this one comes from Tunnels.
Oh.
Hey, Doug, I'm trying to get my golf game back on the right track, and I come to you for advice. I keep my grip tight and my landing strip tighter. My hips are fluid, my shoulders are square, my base is wide, and my knees are cute. My juicy Greg Norman boy shorts are sexy, and I've installed a drop seat. So whilst I'm slanging that flat stick, any dirty golf boy whore can get a hold of them Depends underneath and start flat chomping at that mud salad like the Dickens.
Okay, that's enough!
It's some Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000 was suspended just now.
Clousy and I like her.
Suspended a period of 2 days' time. I reached for the suspension log. You were sponsored by the wonderful folks at Hot Shots before the email was even read. Fully prepared for what was to come.
I dug in finally. This is from the White Collar Gangster. He sends one in every day and throwing him a bone today.
Oh, Tawny.
Guys, it will be really interesting if the Cards lose the next five or six games and they actually trade C-Mart, Lynn, and a few others. What will be interesting is to see where Lynn Doherty has us in the 2018 power rankings.
Okay.
Would we acquire all these prospects? Our high A ball has some really good players, and if we add to that, they could be a force. I'd imagine we'd be a no-brainer top five team when he releases his 2020 rankings later this month. Fingers crossed, White Collar Gangster.
Yeah. White Collar Gangster.
Doug, that's what we have for the Hot Shots. Email them.
None of them really just jumped out at me. I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Flocky the Smurf.
I'm going Plops.
Yeah, I think this was a no-brainer, Plops. Congratulations, yeah. Misty Plops.
Dang,
you have just shit.
Damn it, Lucas.
The Hot Shots email of the day and a suspension lunch. Woot, 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 woot. Frank is up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Alvin Vaughn, for Jennings Randolph Jr., and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.